This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration proposing a new restriction on migrants seeking asylum in the U.S. DOJ and DHS officials say it would deny anyone who crosses the southern border the ability to seek asylum in the United States if they came through another country and did not seek asylum there. Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden releasing his health care plan this morning, an expansion of Obamacare that would provide a public option for people to buy into. The former VP saying in a video that his plan is not a Medicare for all system, like some of his rivals propose.
I understand the appeal of Medicare for all, but folks supporting it should be clear that it means getting rid of Obamacare, and I'm not for that.
Estimates are the Biden plan would cost $750 billion over 10 years. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
President Trump doubling down on telling some Democratic congresswomen to go back to their countries. The president saying on Twitter that the Democrats call their adversaries racist when called out, but he said they stick up for people who speak badly of this country and shouldn't be allowed to go unchallenged. All but one of the four women he was talking about were born in the United States. And one of them, Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, responds,
I want you to know that you belong, that this is our country, and no amount of hate-filled bullying from the White House is going to change that.
Flooding still a serious threat in the lower Mississippi and Ohio valleys because of now Tropical Depression Barry, currently centered over Arkansas, but spreading rain across parts of Mississippi and Louisiana. Con Ed says it could take weeks to find out the cause of that massive power outage in New York City on Saturday night. Officials say they have ruled out terrorism, and this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
India aborted the launch of a spacecraft intended to land on the far side of the moon less than an hour before liftoff. The Chandrayaan-2 mission was called off when a technical snag was observed. The 640-ton, 14-story rocket launch, according to the Indian Space Research Organization. The countdown abruptly stopped at T-56 minutes, 24 seconds, and Groupstad said the agency would announce a revised launch date soon. Chandrayaan, the word for mooncraft in Sanskrit, is also designed for a soft landing on the lunar South Pole to send a rover to explore water deposits confirmed by previous Indian space missions. With nuclear-armed India poised to become the world's fifth-largest economy, the nationalist government of Prime Minister Narendra Modi is eager to show off the country's prowess in security and technology. If India did manage the soft landing, it would be only the fourth to do so after the United States, Russia, and China. The United States is working to send a manned spacecraft to the moon's South Pole by 2024. Modi has set a deadline of 2022 for India's first manned spaceflight. Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer traded the lead, playing until an unprecedented fifth-set tiebreaker was required to settle their Wimbledon final. In the end, it was Djokovic who was victorious, coming back to edge Federer 7-6, 1-6, 7-6, 4-6, 13-12. This is USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us on the day after our Independence Day. And some of the enthusiasm continues to linger. And I'll tell you, what better guest to have right now than Grover Norquist, the president of Americans for Tax Reform, America's preeminent center-right expert on taxes. Grover, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I am doing well. Wonderful to be with you.
Well, I trust it was a great 4th of July, great Independence Day, a time to remember the freedoms of this country. And as many have said before, freedom, you know, comes with a price. And again, it's up to we the people to put themselves in the right position to lead this government.
Oh, absolutely. And it has to be won every single generation. The Constitution is there. Has been. It's the guardrails that keep us from going off the road, but only if we, our parents and our children, pay attention to the guardrails.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ronald Reagan said it very appropriately. He says, doesn't pass in, you know, liberty and freedom that our Constitution grants us, doesn't pass in the bloodstream. It is something that needs to be passed on and picked up by the next generation, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why it's a little bit, you know, surprising, shocking. I don't know, maybe old people are always concerned about the next generation when you have some of these ridiculous polls that say X number of people under 40 think socialism is okay. The only thing that cheers me up is the Scott Rasmussen polling that shows that younger people who call themselves socialists believe it means less government.
Yes, right. Exactly. Well, it proves the point. I mean, look, it. They went through school, and a lot of these kids have been indoctrinated in college, and they were enforced to think in socialistic terms if they wanted to get an A. But if the professors were true socialists, just ferret it out amongst everybody. And, you know, Johnny that didn't work as hard, you know, his D needs to become a C at the expense of your A. That's true socialism, isn't it not?
Oh, it certainly is. I went to grade school, high school, after they unionized the public school teachers. So I learned that education by the post office is not a particularly good idea, and that it was going to be on me to make some use of this whole thing. And that if you told the teacher back the nonsense she wanted to hear, you would be fine and get your A. That right. did not make me a Marxist, but I wrote like one to get my grades.
Exactly. You knew what the game was, and I think a lot of the kids understand that, because all it takes is their first job in the marketplace to realize that mediocrity is not fun, because this is what socialism does. It dumbs down everything to its lowest common denominator, and there's no reward for excellence. There's no reward for hard work, because everybody gets paid the same, because, you know, that's what's fair, right, Grover?
Yes, and they also don't get any history to understand the history of National Socialism, the history of Soviet Socialism, the history of, well, you'd think Venezuela might give you a little hint about what's going on. But any reading of history, you don't have to be a student of history, you just have to be vaguely aware that history exists. Yes, and the amount of blood on the floor,
exactly,
and the failure that socialism was. And it should be clearer for this generation. When I was growing up, I had friends who were red diaper babies. Their parents were communists, and they would look you in the eye, and their parents would look you in the eye and tell you the Soviet Union had better health care than we did, that it was richer than us. I mean, before the Soviet Union fell, there were people who could delude themselves by reading the New York Times. Heck, the RCIA numbers on what they thought the economy was in Russia, they just took their numbers and thought they were real, or at least that's what they were publishing. So even the official U.S. government numbers had Russia being fairly successful as an economy, but when they really were the size of Pakistan as an economy when they collapsed.
Well, if they were so great, where's the innovation? Where's the creativity coming out of Russia today?
There wasn't then, and there isn't now. That's the painful thing. I think a lot of the guys would get up and go, got up and left the country. But when you have such, when the government makes every decision about who does what, people learn that corruption is the way to get ahead. And it's not irrational. It's a rational response to a criminal system. And, you know, you spend all your time trying to get a few extra bucks being corrupt. But that doesn't leave a lot of time to invent the internet.
No, without a doubt. Grover, I maintain, I think you and I talked about this the last time you and I were together, and that had to do with, you know, what we experienced in the previous administration. We got a little preview of some socialistic, you know, ideas and policies, and it didn't fare well for us. And what it did was it stifled the productivity of America, and it took Donald Trump, of all people, if you can only imagine, it took Donald Trump to lift the heavy boot of the regulation nation off the throats of productive Americans, and look where we are right now. We're setting records with unemployment, productivity. People are happier than they've been in a long time, and it is amazing what Donald Trump has been able to do. And if that isn't a practical lesson for the voters going into 2020, I don't know what else this is going to take.
Well, one thing that we need to take out of the last previous 2 years and remind people is that Trump was able to accomplish amazing things beyond what other presidents of a conservative bent have been able to do for a couple of reasons. One, he had a Republican House and Senate. Two, he had a Reagan Republican House and Senate. Reagan didn't have a Reagan Republican House or Senate. There was a Republican majority in the Senate. There were maybe one or two people whose default position is less regulation, less spending, let's confront the Soviet Union, let's lower taxes. Reagan created the modern Republican Party over time in his image, so that when Gingrich got in, most of the speaker, most of those Republican House and Senate guys were, in fact, Reagan Republicans. That was their understanding of the modern Republican Party. By 1994, 98% of all the Republicans in the House and Senate who ran for office at the national level signed and kept the taxpayer protection pledge to never raise taxes. That is a wildly different party than before Reagan.
Exactly.
Where Republicans thought, well, raising taxes is just one of our tools, like the guillotine. You know, it's something we might use from time to time. Be aware, taxpayers.
Keep the minions in order, yes.
And so Trump stands athwart Washington, D.C., with a House and a Senate that, when Reagan was president, they would pass laws telling him you're not allowed to study the privatization of pest control, which was one of the things they tied Reagan's hands with. And they'd stick these little riders into appropriations bills, And you'd go, well, here's a good idea, something Reagan could do by himself. No, because as soon as the other team thought you were thinking about it, they literally pass a law banning you from studying something like that. Never mind implementing it. None of that happened to Trump. And when you look at the significant deregulation, the CAFE standards, which mean your cars have to be made out of tinfoil and teeny and small and not say, you know, drive into a tree that you're in trouble, not the tree.
Right.
They're not allowing those to get radically worse as they had planned to do. The Clean Air Act, which is going to put the government in charge of all.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Bill Martinez here, and we're going to play for you a cut of Joe Biden threatening to repeal tax cuts. Listen to what he says. This is from his lips to your ears, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, guess what? First thing I do is going to repeal this Trump tax cut. So when I'm president, if God willing I am, we're going to reverse those Trump tax cuts.
Look, here's the deal. One of the things we got to do is, well, if I'm president, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to end Trump tax cuts.
The first step is to reverse President Trump's tax cuts for the very wealthy and corporations.
The first step is reversing the tax cuts.
And look, the tax cutting pass for multimillionaires and billionaires. Guess what? When I'm president, it's gone. It's gone.
And the first thing I would do as president was eliminate the president's tax cut.
And folks, on day one, I will move to eliminate Trump's tax cuts as well for the super wealthy.
And I would be going about eliminating Donald Trump's tax cuts for the wealthy.
Vice President.
Look, if I'm elected president, I will immediately repeal the tax cuts for the super wealthy in this Trump's administration.
Well, Grover, there it is. I mean, Joe Biden doesn't hide the fact. I mean, the Democrats are doubling down. You know, they talk about all this free stuff, but really that is such a ruse, because it's going to be on the taxes, on the backs of middle America, to pay for all this alleged free stuff, right?
Absolutely. And the Democrats, Biden, starting with Biden, but including all 24,000 guys who are running for president on the Democratic ticket this time, Biden and the others have each said they would repeal the tax cut that the Republicans and Trump passed in 2017. The challenge here is that they just told the American people exact to the dollar how much their taxes would go up if you elected a Democrat with the House and the Senate to go with it. The average income family, if you had two parents, two kids, average income family got a $2,000 tax cut because of the Republican tax cut. If the Democrats take power, if you have middle income, dead center middle income family, two kids, $2,000 tax increase from now for the rest of your life, every year, $2,000. Single parent, one child, $41,000, $1,300. Tax cut thanks to the Republicans, and therefore, if the Democrats get power, a $1,300 tax increase every year from what you're paying now. So the Democrats are running as Walter Mondale, who said, I will raise your taxes in 1984, and lost 49 of the 50 states. But they're doing it where they're saying, and by the way, here's what you're going to pay, because you can look at your taxes over the last 3 years and know exactly what they're going to take away from you.
Right. Yeah, unlike what they did with Obamacare, they told us we were going to get all this money back, which, in the words of Joe Wilson, along with the fact that no money was going to go to illegals, and Joe Wilson called out President Obama for the lie that it was. Of course, he got castigated, and today we're saying Joe Wilson was exactly right.
Oh, yes. And the Democrats are running as a mix of George McGovern, who in 1972, running against Nixon, took every left-wing idea that was floating around and said, me too, and attached it to himself like a boat anchor. And he got wiped out, right? He carried Massachusetts and something. But the Democrats this year are saying every left-wing idea you can think of, handing out health care to anybody who walks across the border and decides they want to stay because their country sucks. I mean, that's a lot of the world, I'm sorry.
Right.
Your country sucks.
Yeah.
If that's a good enough excuse to stay and get free stuff. And every left-wing idea plus a promise slash a threat to raise your taxes permanently. Not the 1% or 2% richest people. That's what our friend Obama and Clinton both lied. They said they'd only tax the top 1%. Then they proceeded to pass gasoline taxes and all sorts of other taxes, which hit everybody.
Well, we heard in history, you know, we hear that echoing from the early part of the 20th century. That's how all the tax, income tax program began. It was always they were going after the top 1%. And within a year, they started aiming their guns toward the middle class and the other 99, right?
You were supposed to start paying a 7% income tax if you made in
today's dollar terms, $11 million. Okay? Within a few years, 7% was the lowest tax rate that people paid, and everybody paid more than that. So once they, you know, once they get that take form in there, it just grows.
Grover, how do we fight what's going on here? I mean, Google has picked no bones. They said, look, they're going to do everything they can. And you know the other social media entities, Facebook and Twitter, are doing the same thing. They are absolutely 100% against Donald Trump and anything conservative. They're squashing down bandwidth. They're doing everything they can to regulate. As they said in this private video, this other private video that we played earlier for our audience, that they're going to do everything they can to keep Donald Trump from winning again. We saw what happened in California and some of the states with ballot harvesting, some of the illegal things that they did. The Democrats are pulling out all stops. And, you know, do we have enough of the message? Do we have enough critical mass in order to overcome the manipulation and the lying that the Democrats are going to be thrusting upon the body electorate?
I think we do, and for a couple of reasons. One, the president did the tax cut, bringing the business taxes down. We've had hundreds of billions of dollars flow in the United States in direct investment. We've seen millions of jobs. We've seen wages going up. We've seen middle-class wages coming up. We've seen the lowest income wages going up. We've seen people coming off disability. The number of people on disability is going down because people say, no, I'm not that sick, and there's a job. And,
right.
And they can move into positions. People coming out of prison are getting jobs, for crying out loud. We have more jobs than there are people to fill those positions, and people are coming off the sidelines. Older people deciding to stay in the workforce because there's work to be had. People who haven't been looking are looking. And when the Democrat campaign is the tax cut was only for rich people and the economy sucks, and you look around and you see that's not true, and you look at your own taxes, and there's a 25% on average tax cut for the American people. H&R Block did a wonderful study. You can go state by state. Some states got 27%, some 23%, but about 25% for everybody. That was a tax cut people noticed. And the threat to take that away is going to be front and center. The Democrats add to that that they're at war with the Second Amendment. They usually lie about that. Remember John Kerry saying, I have a shotgun. Now there are 18 million Americans with concealed carry permits, and many states that don't even require carry permits. So the number of people who really have a personal relationship with the Second Amendment is up by the millions from previous elections. 2 million Americans homeschool. The left wants to take that away. They have no hope other than to reelect Trump and a Republican House and Senate. They're just a whole series of all communities of faith. Understand that freedom of religion is going to survive because of the judges that Trump put in.
Exactly.
Imagine what the left would do in stacking the court with left-wing judges so that instead of ever having to vote for left-wing stuff, they just get the courts to do it, which is what they used to do.
Exactly.
Now, the courts are dismantling this whole left-wing agenda that was never voted in, and we're becoming a much more democratic country and a rule of law country, which is something we've been missing for decades.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is what President Trump said on his inauguration, that he was returning the government back to we the people. And this is a process because the people have let go of, the reins of government for a period of time, and they're starting to see what this looks like. And I think it's encouraging, Grover, don't you think?
I do. Look, whenever you have a nobility that put themselves up and make a living off of everybody else and push people around, in the French Revolution, they hadn't learned to count. There were more peasants than nobles, and there are more citizens of the United States than there are would-be nobility. The self-imposed ruling class, self-created ruling class, is small in numbers. They have a lot of clout. They're on PBS talking all the time.
Right. We got about 15 seconds. We got about 15 seconds left here, so go ahead.
When we all raise our hands, the American people win.
Amen. Where can they go for more information, Grover Norquist?
Website, atr.org, and I tweet
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrencies continue to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration proposing a new restriction on migrants seeking asylum in the U.S. DOJ and DHS officials say it would deny anyone who crosses the southern border the ability to seek asylum in the United States if they came through another country and did not seek asylum there. Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden releasing his health care plan this morning, an expansion of Obamacare that would provide a public option for people to buy into. The former VP saying in a video that his plan is not a Medicare for all system, like some of his rivals propose.
I understand the appeal of Medicare for all, but folks supporting it should be clear that it means getting rid of Obamacare, and I'm not for that.
Estimates are the Biden plan would cost $750 billion over 10 years. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to give expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, no one ever said we'd save the world by playing it safe, right? Have you ever known that to be the case? Well, the CEO of Convoy of Hope, Hal Donaldson, is going to be joining us. His new book, Disruptive Compassion. Okay? Chew on that for a minute. Disruptive Compassion, Becoming the Revolutionary You Were Born to Be. Hal Donaldson, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm fine, Bill. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much for coming on. Boy, your story here in Disruptive Compassion, I mean, I love that you're shaking them up, because I tell everybody we've got a country to save and you can't do it sitting down watching Oprah reruns, I guess, because she's not doing first runs anymore, right?
That's right. Sorry, well, thanks for having me on today. Appreciate
No, hey, good to have you here, because, our Constitution, which says that this is a government of, for, by, we, the people, commands us to be activated. As people of faith, we're commanded to be activated. So maybe it's a time to just take a pause and say, okay, am I activated, or did I somehow, my cord got disconnected?
Right on. And I'll tell you one of the things I'm seeing, Bill. We do a number of community events across the country, and we're seeing just a real uptick in the number of people who are volunteering their time and giving their resources Every year, it's well over 50,000, but we're seeing an uptick. Mm-hmm. And people are realizing that to live out their faith, that, you know, they have to do more than put something in the offering plate. They need to give it their time, and they need to change their priorities. And that's been an encouragement to me, quite mm-hmm. honestly. I think there's this army of compassion out there that's just waiting to be mobilized. I mean, government can do some things. They can't do everything. Right. And, you know, we're seeing that happen on a large scale, and it's very exciting to be a part of it.
Well, I got to tell you, I just had an interview, a discussion with Molly Hemingway and Carrie Severino, who have written a great book, Justice on Trial, about Brett Kavanaugh and the hearings that we went through. And to me, during that hearing, one of the things that stood out, and I thought it was going to encourage a lot of people, and I think it may have, was the justice's commitment to community service.
Right, right.
You know, so we're hearing, you know, stories of that and how rewarding it is, not only whether it be Justice Kavanaugh or others that we run into. And this is a reminder that it is rewarding, you know, to give and to give like this. If you, you know, to make the time. My wife and I've had this discussion endlessly about the church, and I've had it with several pastors. I said, look, I think one of the challenges that you have is to, in a sense, inventory the people that are in the body of Christ there under your
That's
purview.
Right.
You know, find out what their giftings and talents are, you know, what they have to offer, and invite them. You know, because what happens, you have that old Pareto principle, the same old 80-20 rule, right? You got 20% doing 80% of the work. Or doing, you know, doing all the work, 80% disengaged. But I maintain that a lot of those people are disengaged. Yes, they've all got reasons. Some have extra jobs. There's, you know, some, you know, specific things that may keep them out of the playing field. But many are waiting for an invitation. Just say, hey, look at, hey, we need your help. Can you help out and you know, find a way to get them engaged? And conversely, for these people to also inventory themselves to say, okay, where can I take my talents and gifts that God's blessed me with and go bless others?
I think you're right on. And that's really why I wrote the book, because I was speaking at the University of Missouri just about 18 months ago. And mm-hmm. At the end of the speech, there was an open microphone, and one student after the other came up, and this is what they said. I want my life to count. I just don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, well, what if I could write a playbook for people who really want their life to count in a desperate world? And that's what we tried to do in the book. But I think you're exactly right. I think especially this younger generation, if the church in particular doesn't create ways and find ways to use what's in their heart already, mm-hmm. They're going to go somewhere else. Right. And that's a concern of mine, quite frankly. And so one of the things we're doing very actively is trying to get young people, you know, out of the pew, if you will, and into the streets and really making America a better place.
Right. Not only somewhere, but to someone else, too. You know, because the fact of the matter is, as you say, this is designed in us. God designed us to worship, to do this. And so it's a matter of, okay, who are you going to worship? Who are you going to serve? And if because this void cannot exist, and it cries out of these younger people, and just turning up the music loud and turning worship music into rock and roll is not necessarily the answer.
That's right. And that's where I was when I, you know, was in at the university. Mm-hmm. They were having protest march. Marches. I wasn't a part of that.
Right.
I didn't care enough. But, you know, this generation, they care. This generation cares. And they want something to do. But I think it's really incumbent upon the church in particular to find those opportunities for them to really get what's in their heart, get it out into the streets.
Well, Hal, it's incumbent upon, you know, us, the older generation, to mentor these kids. Otherwise, you're going to end up with a lot of, you know, Colin Kaepernicks out there that are upset. But when you ask them, you go, what are you upset about? Well, it's all over the place. I mean, they're disjointed. They can't even complete the thought of what it is that they know that something's bothering them, but they can't even articulate. Rapinoe, the same thing. I mean, others. It's like, okay, I want to feel for you. I want to have compassion, you know, for your case. And you put me in a position where I have to interpret for you as opposed, you know, but maybe it's not so much my job to interpret as much to encourage them to be able to articulate their message and to give and to offer some sort of, I don't know, as my dad used to say, there's always the right place, right time. And but it seems like right now we have a lot of disruption you know, coming into the culture that isn't necessarily, it may be the right time, but not necessarily the right place.
I think a lot of people are paralyzed by the enormity of the need. Mm-hmm. And they're just paralyzed. They don't think they can make a difference, and so they do nothing or do very little. And I think it's just the opposite. If each of us will do the next kind thing, as Mother Teresa said,
yes,
the next kind thing in front of us, it can really transform the nation and the world. And that's the message we're trying to get out, is that, no, you don't have to feed the world, but you do need to help the person in front of you, the
exactly,
person you encounter. And I think it's that kind of change in mindset and priority that really can change our nation.
Yeah, and I like the way you framed that, you know, the next kind thing. You know, I just went through a series for Lent, and the reminder was just having holy moments, not even a holy day or a holy life, just a holy moment, just going from one holy moment to the next, which I thought was just exquisite. And in fact, my wife would remind me at times when I was having less than, she'd go, well, not a real holy moment there, right? And, okay, thanks for reminding me. And it's always nice. I'm glad you're here.
But no,
you're exactly right, because you don't know. I mean, sometimes, Hal, it's as simple as a smile, an acknowledgement
to
somebody, right? It's that that word, you know, rightly expressed. Sometimes that you may wonder, you go, oh, my God, I don't know where that came from. But it blesses the holy what have you out of the guy or the lady. And you know, hey, it's not me. It's just God in you. And, you know, and that's the deal. You start doing that. And I love compassion, that compassion is part of it, because we're all in this journey together. I mean, you don't know the story. Even in the pews of the churches today, you don't necessarily know the whole story of the person next to you. You have no idea what they're going through. I mean, maybe absolutely devastating. Maybe they're just contemplating suicide. Maybe there's an unwanted pregnancy in the family. God only knows. I mean, we already know that in the churches today, speaking of unwanted pregnancy, about a third of the body has experienced an abortion. And what is the weight? What is the weight of that upon their very soul and spirit? It's devastating.
Well, I think we need to have a change in our mindset. And I think, you know, we're raised to believe that the goal in life is to exceed others. And what I talk about is that, no, really the goal is to elevate others. That's where you find fulfillment.
Right.
You're elevating other people. Waking up every morning, not asking, you know, what can I do or what can I bring to myself, but rather, you know, who can I invest in? Whose life can I make a difference in? And I think that kind of change in mindset, Bill, really can have a major impact on our nation and the world.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Firsthand.
Yeah, you'd be surprised in doing that how much about you it can be very quickly, how much you'll be blessed because you went out and decided to be a blessing that day. Hal Donaldson is with us, and his book, Disruptive Compassion, and we'll have more conversation after this. Stay with us.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards and your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts, and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding. Lending Corporation is a direct lender, and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now, 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Give them a call right now, 800-700-8068.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
You come right in, into all my brokenness, into all my hopelessness. I am not alone. You come right in, even when I hide from you, there is nothing I can do to keep me from your love. You come running.
You know, the song always reminds me that there's hope, ladies and gentlemen. There's hope. And, you know, for a moment, you know, we're talking about some things that can be a bit disruptive. And you think, gosh, you know, I've really blown it. Maybe I should be more involved. I need to be more proactive and be a blessing to others, especially when I think about all the blessings that God has given me. But, you know, God is operates in such a way. It's just like my good friend, Jonathan Kahn said, we were talking about peace one day, and Hal, you'd appreciate this. He says, in the Jewish culture, the word for peace, what it means is that, in their interpretation, is that when they pray that God's peace be upon you, what it is that it's God peace will pursue you. That it's not a situation that you're necessarily even asking for it. It's that God's peace is always in pursuit of you. And, you know, the opportunity as I see it, and I see many of the blessings of God, and having grown up in Southern California on the beaches and that, I liken it to surfing. And that is that if you are, you know, in front of the wave and you're on the board and the wave is behind you and how it comes upon you, if you're in the right position, that energy of that wave just carries you. And it is awesome, right? But what's tough is that if you're on the side of the wave and you miss it, you see it and you're so close, but you're just not in the right position, right? And then the other thing is, worse all, is if you're in the horizon and you're seeing everybody else catching the wave and you're just missing out totally. I mean, how frustrating is that? But that God operates in such a way that he's looking to put us in the right position so that we're in the front of the wave, whether it's his peace or his blessings and that sort of thing. So, you know, I don't want people to get bummed out here and think, oh, gosh, you know, hey, look, we've all messed up. We've all fallen short. But it doesn't mean that right now, this very moment, isn't a new time, a new day, a new moment for us to get renewed and to say, okay, as far as it would count on me today, I'm gonna go for one moment of blessing, one holy moment, one chance to go out there and you know, be a gift to people, right?
Yeah, you know, in the book, I actually talk about kind of three steps. One step is to create a new bucket list. What are some things you want to do with your life, but what are some things you want to do for God and in helping people? And then I encourage people to write a manifesto. You know, what's the kind of person you want to be? What do you want to prioritize? What do you want to value? And then the third thing is reconnaissance. You know, just really going out and experiencing and seeing the need, because we don't respond to needs. We don't see. We don't respond to cries. We don't hear. And so the book talks about just getting out off the couch and getting out and seeing the world around us. Mm-hmm. And we can all do that. We can all do exactly. that. And there are needs just within a few miles of where each of us lives.
Exactly.
We really are.
And when you talk about defining the mission, one of the things that comes to mind for me, well, two things, actually. In the Old Testament, God says he knows the beginning from the end, right? So yep. he's already put us to the end of our life, and then he backed us up. After going and said, okay, this is what I want Hal to do. This is Hal's legacy. This is what I want him to be all about. I've given him all the giftings. I've set his life in motion to fulfill what I said. And this is God, the creator of the universe, doing this to you, Hal. This is awesome, huh? And it's all fulfilled. And then he puts you back to the beginning. And so when we get to those moments in between time where we go, you know, I'm confused. Am I going to make it? Am I in the right place? I'm not, you know, God is up there dancing over us going, no, you're still on. You're still my guy. I'm still with you. You're okay. Just keep going forward. Just keep putting your foot in front of the other. Kind of like what Andre Shields, I appreciate what he had to share with us at the Tonys. I don't know if you caught this or not. He was the one from Hattiesburg. And I'm not saying Hattiesburg, but it's not Hattiesburg. What is it? But something like that. Anyway, he won one of the best acting awards, and it was really, really cool. One of the statements he says that when you are on the top of a mountain, that's only an indication that you're at the bottom of the next hill. So just keep climbing. I thought that that really made a lot of sense, and that really blessed me that he would share that with us. And it's not, I don't know why I'm saying Hattiesburg. Hattiestown. That's Hattiestown. And, big play in New York right now, doing really well. And they won, several Tony Awards. But I apprehended his philosophy in terms of that, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next. So keep climbing.
I really love that.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. I don't know that I found my mission as much as my mission found me.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe God wants to do that for all of us.
Right.
If we pray the prayer, God, use me where you need me most, help me make a difference in the world. I think God pays attention to that, and he puts us where he needs us. And, I think Bill, you know my story. My father was killed when I was 12,
yes.
hit by a drunk driver. My mom was in the car seriously injured, and so our family was forced to survive on welfare because my dad didn't have insurance,
right.
and the man who hit him didn't have insurance. And so anyway, my life was, as a teenager, was a life of poverty,
right.
but I experienced the power of kindness in such a huge way. People began just wrapping their arms around me. It wasn't the government that kept me together and made me the person I am today. It really was the kindness of people. Who would come to our door with bags of groceries, people who would put new shoes on our feet. It was that power of kindness that really transformed my life. And each one of us can do that. Mm-hmm. We can. We can't wait for government to do it. We can do it.
And you bring up a good point, Hal, in relating your story, is that sometimes people think, okay, well, I give my taxes, let the government do this. But before, you know, before welfare was instituted in our country, It was neighbors. It was churches. It was local communities, you know, because they understood the story. I mean, it's a little bit about what's going on, in a sense, if I might, you know, use this analogy, with what's going on with the whole immigration issue right now, is the people are traveling 2,500 miles away, you know, to come to this country. What do we know? We don't know their stories, but the people next door know their stories really well, because it's happening next door, right? And so there's a lot to be said about, and I think, unfortunately, where the government has got in the way of what God intended, and that is for us to be a blessing, and whether it's a church or whether it's a local community that would do this, I mean, so much more powerfully and effectively, and not get into a situation where somebody has felt that they're less than because they're getting help, you know, whether it's a handout from the government or however way they want to perceive it. And sadly, it's almost like, in a sense, in some cases and in some cultures, it's been the way of government to buy votes as opposed to really legitimately helping people. And maybe that's what compromises this whole thing.
Well, I think you're right on there. I think this is an issue that's been politicized, but it's really about people. And I was on a call just a couple months ago with a number of pastors, church leaders who are on the border. And listening to them talk about the fact that they're doing everything they can, but they need more resources. And so that's one of the things the organization I'm with, Conway of Hope, that's what we're doing. We've got a pipeline of resources, semi-truck after semi-truck, going down, not necessarily to help the detention centers, but to help the churches that are really experiencing the overflow, if you will,
exactly.
And really equipping the churches to really and resource them to meet needs. I do believe that the answer to the needs in America is a church that's vitalized and just reaching out to the people in their community, not depending on government to do everything.
Hal, tell us a little bit more about Convoy Hope, how it started.
Yeah, so I'm a writer, and early 30s, I was sent over to Calcutta, India to write a book. Mm-hmm. When I arrived, my host said, "There's someone we want you to meet." They took me to meet Mother Teresa. And I interviewed Mother Teresa, and in the course of that conversation, she asked me, she said, "Young man, what are you doing to help the poor and the suffering?" And, you know, I figured, Bill, it's probably not a good idea to lie to Mother Teresa.
Right.
So I told her the truth. I said, "Well, I'm really not doing much of anything."
Right, right.
And she said, her response was, "Well, everyone can do something." And so I came back to the States and loaded up a pickup truck with $300 worth of groceries and just began helping poor, working poor families. Mm-hmm. And it grew from a pickup truck to a box truck to a semi-truck, a fleet of trucks to warehouses really around the world. And so Convoy today is we have served more than 100 million people. We've distributed more than $1 billion in donated food and supplies through churches to help the poor and the suffering. We feed 200,000 children a day. These are children who have been victimized by their circumstances, much like I was.
Mm-hmm.
200,000 kids a day in 14 countries, again, working through churches. We also have a very significant jobs training program for mothers. We figured that if we can train the mother and provide her a job and help her start her own business, she can feed her own kids.
Exactly.
And she can educate her kids. And so we've done that for thousands and thousands of mothers. We're also working with farmers, thousands of them, every year, helping them increase their yields. And then probably the last thing would be we're very involved in disaster response. Wherever there's a major disaster across the U.S. around the world, Conway Hope is responding. And we do, as I said earlier, we do a lot of community outreaches across the country, attracting thousands and thousands of people. And through those outreaches, we're bringing government, churches, civic organizations, and businesses together.
Hal, we got about 5 seconds left. Where can we go to get involved?
Yeah, conwayhope.org, and they can get the book, Amazon, and everywhere they purchase books.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. 2019. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.